Hello and welcome to Dealcast from Merger Market, the podcast that gives you essential news, data and analysis from around the globe. I'm Juliana Needham, and in this episode we're finding out about the big trends expected in the Latin America region during 2025. I'm joined by Merger Market's Latin America editor, Tiago Barozzo. Hi, Tiago. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Juliana. It's a pleasure to be here again and talk to you on your great audience.
So let's start off with the general picture. It's the start of 2025. How is M&A looking for the year ahead in Latin America?
All right. So Latin America had its best year in terms of deal volume since 2022. The region reported more than 1,100 deals worth $76.1 billion last year, compared to 1,300 deals worth $64.8 billion in 2023. The last quarter of last year saw the best volumes in the year, reaching about $21 billion. So there is some expectation, positive expectations towards what is likely to happen in LATAM this year in particular.
So what I wanted to do is a bit of a bounce around the region, starting in the north with Mexico and then looking at a few other countries further south. We're speaking today on Monday, the 20th of January. It's the day of Donald Trump's inauguration. Can you talk through what impact some of the rhetoric we've heard from him has had on Mexican corporate activity?
That's a very good question, and the timing is perfect, right? So, despite trade uncertainties related to Donald Trump's second mandate and his ongoing tariff threats against Mexico, what we've been seeing is that his rhetoric has scared more Mexican companies than foreign investors willing to invest in Mexico. A nice illustration of this perception, and that was brought about by one of our sources, Rodrigo Garcia del Bosque, who is managing director at investment bank CEO and Associates, is the acquisition of a construction chemicals producer in the industrial city of Monterrey by France's construction materials giant Saint-Gobain in August 2024. The deal is worth more than $800 million. So it seems to us that if the French buyers were scared, they would not close such a deal, right? What is interesting to observe in Mexico this year is how a series of institutional reforms implemented last year will affect the country's new activity. It's worth recapping that last year, the Mexican government eliminated antitrust agency COFECE, telecom market regulator IFT, energy watchdog CRE, among other agencies. So it will be interesting to see how these reforms will unfold this year.
Moving further south now to Brazil, we last spoke towards the end of last year. Deal activity was really, really strong during the third quarter in Brazil following the interest rate cut in the US. And the country also saw the biggest deal in 2024 in the whole region with Auren and AES Brazil Energia's deal worth nearly $3 billion. But the situation changed though, didn't it, towards the end of last year in Brazil. Can you tell me more about that?
It did, and it changed a lot. So the Brazilian government has experienced a confidence crisis over the country's fiscal viability. The local currency dropped sharply against the dollar, and the central bank raised interest rates from a low of 10.5% in the year to 12.25% in December. This situation has led many advisors and investors to be concerned with the country's situation from the point of view of corporate finance, and that includes M&A, structured loans, and even the possibility of loan rollovers. But it's interesting to say that although many players in our industry, in the M&A industry, expect an overall weakening in deal activity this year here in Brazil, there's almost a, consensus that opportunistic and cash finance deals will persevere.
And can you talk through any of the deals that we should be watching out for during this year in Brazil? There are a couple of big ongoing deals that are being reviewed by the country's antitrust agency. So maybe start off with those.
For sure, for sure. Two of the main deals expected to be analyzed this year by CADE, which is Brazil's antitrust agency, is the potential merger of Brazilian airline Azul with troubled peer Gol and the acquisition of pet store Cobasi by local peer Petz. And why there are so many expectations toward both deals? That's because it's very likely the CADE will impose remedies to approve them, including potential divestments. So investors and entrepreneurs are all paying attention to those potential divestments.
And what about other deals on the horizon in Brazil?
Other key trends in Brazil's M&A landscape is the vertical integration in the healthcare sector. That's a movement that we have been seeing over the past years and is likely to continue this year, right? So, for instance, one of the biggest players within the industry, the hospital chain Rede D'Or, which closed a series of transactions in the recent past, is expected to continue on its acquisition spree. In pharmaceutical, it's interesting to observe, for instance, Sanofi auction of its Brazilian generic drug subsidiary Medley, with Brazil EMS being reportedly the front runner. I think that if we have time, I would like to mention the energy industry. I would like to mention Brazil's Brava Energia, which has received offers for its onshore and shallow water ONG assets. So there are lots of important deals that are very, very big, that is expected to take place this year and that will have to go under scrutiny of the Brazilian watchdog.
Great. So turning away from Brazil and heading west and a bit further south to Chile, it was ranked the third destination for M&A in the Latin America region during 2024. What can we expect to see in Chile during the rest of 2025?
Great. Chile had a very, very good year. Just to give an idea, in terms of deal volume, Chile booked $8 billion in 2024 compared to $3.4 billion 1 year earlier. So we expect to see more transactions in sectors like agribusiness, financial services, mining. Chile is very well regarded by its mining industry and technology services, which trade in dollars and don't have much risk of currency depreciation, right? So for investors who know how to identify strategic opportunities within that context, especially those from China, the US, and Europe, they will be able to capitalize on the country's potential, that's for sure.
And can we round it all up by looking at some of the sectors and deals we should be keeping an eye on in the rest of 2025 in Latin America? Any big trends or anything you haven't mentioned already?
Definitely. When it comes to promising sectors for this year, I think it's worth highlighting Brazil's gaming and betting industry. We published a very interesting analysis piece on how a recent regulation on online gambling is likely to lead to further M&A and partnership deals in Brazil. The report is available on our public website for those who are interested in learning more about it. And in Mexico, I would like to pinpoint sectors like consumer products, logistics, constructions, and obviously industrial real estate, which should all continue growing on the back of the nearshoring effect, but not only in the auto parts industry, because most people usually talk about auto parts, right? But also in metal mechanics, in chemicals, and even in textiles.
Great. Thiago, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. That was Thiago Barroso, Merger Market Latin America editor. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it on your podcast app and please give us a rating. If you want to know more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.